Let's check in on top news stories at 30 minutes after the hour. Here in New York on this December morning, it is 24 degrees. That is not news. But when the same temperature is in Florida, orange juice futures have hit their highest price since 2007. Forecasters predict a particularly cold winter in the southeast, where temperatures are already running 15 to 20 degrees below normal. Actually, illustrated this way, at WMOT in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, our audience is waking up to temperatures in the mid-teens right now. In Aiken, South Carolina, listeners at WLJK, it's currently in the upper 20s. It's been so bad there, there's been at least one death blamed on the cold. And over at WCLK in Atlanta, takeaway listener Marvin Norwood is one of many in that city trying to stay warm. It's usually in the 50s there in the first week or first couple of weeks of December. But right now, he's coping with temperatures in the mid-20s. You got your sweater on there, Marvin?
Yeah. I definitely got a sweater on and a couple of nice thick pair of socks I bought down from Ohio.
You brought that? That's where you're from, right?
Right. I'm originally from Ohio.
So I imagine your neighbors are relying on you for some strategies keeping warm. Lifers in Atlanta don't know what the heck to do here.
No, they don't. They get a little snow down here and it shuts the city down. So right now, you know, they're on the edge of their seat. We got some rain coming this weekend, a little bit of a warm-up this weekend, but the bottom is going to drop right back out of it on Monday again. So it can get pretty dangerous down here.
Yeah, and the danger comes from the fact that maybe the air is above freezing, but when you have temperatures like this, the ground is frozen, so rain lands and it turns into glass, right?
Turns into glass instantaneously. Makes driving in Atlanta is already treacherous. So you add the element of ice to that combination, and it can get real bad real fast.
Well, give me some. I've seen some pictures of these like fountains that are frozen solid on the streets of Atlanta. Give me a couple of other pictures of what it's like in your neighborhood this morning.
Well, dropping my wife off to work, you know, there's water mains throughout the city that are freezing over and breaking. People are just a little bit more cautious. You know, they drive a little bit slower when it gets cold down here because it's quite fast paced. But for the most part, people are pretty cheery. They're not in too bad of a shape because of the fact that it is the holiday season, and they're associating the cold with the holiday season. But I don't know how much more this is going to last with the cheerfulness, because this will wear you down.
So, Marvin, we got to get you one of those iPhone apps so you can take a picture of your neighborhood for us. Thanks for that at least verbal picture for what's going on down in Atlanta. Marvin Norwood is a takeaway listener who hears us on WCLK in Atlanta. Stay warm, Marvin.
I sure will.
You
got to do the same in New York.
That's right. We got an assignment for all of you Atlanta listeners there. If you've got our iPhone app, go to thetakeaway.org and you can get instructions on how to send us a picture of what's going on in your neighborhood. Pictures are pretty amazing in the New York Times, but I'm sure you can beat the Times.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.